Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be here. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Beverly Medieval is here. I've been saying that for 21 years. She's the founder and the CEO of Talk, Listen, Communicate. She's one of the top communication experts in the galaxy. She's the author of, 20, 30 books, including her last one, The Bill of Responsibilities, the missing sequel to the Bill of Rights. She's our good friend, Beverly. Welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. Great to be back.
It's always a pleasure to have you back. You know, this time of year, Beverly, and as you know, and as I sure know, me having been in the marketplace a half a century longer than you, it's a good time. It's the right time of the year to especially just sort of reconnect, make sure you reconnect before the end of the year with all the customers that have been so important to you during the year. And hopefully at this moment, there's nothing on your mind except gratitude, appreciation, and helpfulness. What do you think?
I agree. I think this year everyone is thankful. Thankful that, they have survived. Because this has been a really tough year. And it's also been a year for businesses, but people in general, where we haven't seen in person each other as much as a normal year. So I have an idea for all small business owners to do during this season of Christmas, Hanukkah, New Year's, that is sincere, but it also just makes good business sense as well. You want to know what that is?
Yeah, and again, all I want to say is folks, unless there's a project going on that you've got, that the customer has got you involved in, and that you're helping them wrap up for their year because they're to take care of their customers, this is a time to take the edge off and just visit. Go ahead, Bev.
Yes. So because of technology today, we have so much at our disposal that in years past we did not have. So something that I have done, I have mine recorded now, is to make a short video. Now you can take the word short and you can add your own definition as to how many minutes or seconds short is. Mine were anywhere from, I think mine were like 90 seconds. But they could certainly be shorter. You use your phone, your smartphone, so you don't have to hire anyone to do this. You set it up on a stand or have somebody hold it very steadily. And you plan what you're going to say. But you can say things like, this has been a tough year. I know we haven't seen you as much. I just want you to know, we are well. We are looking forward to bringing in this new year. But more importantly, I want to wish you and your family, and then you say something, and you can make them so that, I'll tell you what I did, because there's so many people. I did not take the time to make one per person, but I put them into sections. These are new customers. These are old customers. These are people that know me through this, particular venue. And so that I could make a comment that would make them feel as though I had made that video just for them.
Mm-hmm.
And, some businesses, you have a smaller number of customers, but they're bigger customers, and you really could personalize it for each one. But the response has been fantastic.
Well, that's amazing. That's really creative. I'm not the least bit surprised that that's something that you would do. Just make sure you don't get them mixed up, folks.
Right?
Yeah. I would also like to recommend. That's exactly right. And I'd also like to recommend that maybe, folks. Beverly is really, really organized, and this is what she does. maybe you just want to to start out with, just make one good one for everybody, and don't get too cute, because, you know, it'd be my luck, I'd send the wrong one to the wrong person, you know what I mean?
Well, there's just a couple people that
I send. I send my supply house customers the manufacturing one or something like that, and so.
Well, it does require organization.
That's
so first, you know, I recorded them on the phone, and I one at a time, and I would look at them, and I'd go, okay, and then I would, you know, whatever that, because they're not all going to be.
And
the
you
same rec-
and
way.
You did this. You did this on the Zoom platform.
No, I what did this you? Using my phone. And then I send it to them through email or text if it's short enough. Now, if it's longer, for some of you that, I don't know, how talented or wordy, you can use YouTube.
Yeah.
So, in other words, you still record
YouTube, you're on their platform. And who knows what could happen to it. I mean, you got to be careful about that. I like your phone idea. And I also like the 90-second idea. Folks,
keep it short.
Yeah, 60 to 90 seconds. You're not trying to win an award. You know, you're just trying to let them know. And here's the thing. If it's only 20 seconds, the gesture will get
That's
you
right.
the other 150.
That's right. 20, 30 seconds is really, I mean, I think you know that I also play the harp, and so I talk to them, and then I play them my own arrangement.
Oh my! Now that's not fair. How does a guy like me compete with that? That's not fair.
You don't. We don't have the same customers.
You don't know that. You don't know that. No wonder they're not. No wonder I got people who won't return my call. They've been getting a harp video from you. I can't even play the spoons. Come on.
It doesn't. Actually, you know, people are going to enjoy the message more than they're going to. Let me tell you this, Jim. Nobody has ever paid me to play the harp. That says something about my
heart.
They pay me very well to do what I do for a living, but nobody has ever.
But I will tell you, I'll give you an example of how important I am to her, folks. I haven't received my video with a harp. I haven't gotten my copy of that yet. Beverly in Manila, ladies and gentlemen, you can tell we've known each other a long time. We're going to take a quick break. Come back. We're going to talk about a little bit more about responsibility. I think going forward, folks, the only way we're going to save ourselves is if we all become more devoted.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.